2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, so how do you guys think we did on the big show today?
Yeah. It did well.
It felt good.
Yeah.
I felt like it went by quickly, which is always a good sign, because when it's terrible, it drags.
Oh, yeah.
Always room for improvement.
When it's a long feeling day, other people feel that too. Like, I felt like today flew by.
Yeah, it flew.
But there's other days where it's, you look at your watch and it's, oh my God, it's still 6:45.
Right.
What the hell? And everybody else feels that too. Is that like the earth like slowing down or something?
I don't know.
I know this is going to sound really stupid, but when things are dragging, I sort of enjoy it, because then I just think like, oh, I get to spend extra time. I know it's not extra time, but I'm enjoying the time with the people that I'm with right now. So that's okay. I don't like it when it flies by.
Wow.
Like
look at that.
It's going too fast. Yeah.
But I think it flew by quickly for you, Nate, especially hosting the show, but you're also kind of doing your other job too. So you're kind of spinning two plates at once, as opposed to just doing your normal day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm tired. You guys host this.
I'm ready to go. Okay. Cool.
Do you guys see the text message about the tattoo that just came in?
Oh, what is it?
No?
Yeah.
What did it say?
Go ahead, Scary.
No, continue, because I was actually pulling up the story, but go for it.
It says DJ Will from St. Louis Radio 92.3 got a tattoo with a job logo, I guess the station logo, and then was laid off a week later.
Oh,
so, wait, Scary, is that what you sent me this weekend? You sent us this weekend?
Pretty much WIL-FM, that's 92.3 FM country. Mason Schrader got a tattoo of the WIL logo on his arm. So we saw the picture of that, and I got to say, that is a really dumb fucking move.
How long was he at the station before he got the tattoo? Like, how long has he been working
Well,
there?
Apparently he was one half of the morning drive show, Mason and Remy.
Right, he was.
He was? Oh, so you know about this, Frog?
Yeah, I knew he was one half of the morning drive show. I don't know how long he had been there, but it was totally unseen that this happened. Like, he didn't foresee it coming. It's not a case of where, you know.
Radio stations have T-shirts with the logo. Just wear the T-shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Froggy, who was the guy? Was it a guy in the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, got a giant dolphin tattooed on his back in the Miami Dolphins logo and then got traded?
Yeah, that happened, yes. I don't know who it was.
He had to cover it up and have it reconfigured to whatever the team was. He got traded?
Yeah.
Hope Tattoo Bob never gets a job here at Z100.
Oh, he yeah.
He's got a Z100 tattoo on him.
He does.
Yeah, but he got
it.
The tattoo before he worked there, so.
Yeah.
Well, the feel like tattooing certain things on your body is the kiss of death.
Like
if you're with someone and then you tattoo their name, like, and you're just dating them, sometimes I feel like all of a sudden you break up. Like, I don't
Pete
know
Davidson.
Why. Like, yeah, it's so weird to me. Like, I feel like that, I mean, maybe I just notice it more, but I feel like there's so many stories like
that.
Did
you see
that
guy that had the tattoo of Sarah, like, around his neck? And they obviously broke up because then he put the C-H-A at the end of Sarah.
Oh, so it was like Sriracha?
Sriracha.
Oh, jeez.
He had the C-H-A, like, in the font
That's
of Sriracha.
That's hysterical.
Then he spelled Sriracha wrong, so screw
him. Oh, God. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, he did.
But it's S-I, right?
Oh, my God.
So now he's walking around with Sriracha.
Sriracha.
It's even funnier, honestly.
Although a guy with a tattoo around his neck probably isn't concerned, as I am.
Yeah. I don't think he
Brody,
cares.
Brody, I want you to tell that guy with a tattoo around his neck that he spelled it wrong.
I have a feeling he's the kind of guy who'd hit a person.
Yes.
I have a question. Most of us have been with this show like 25 years, going on 26 years, whatever. Would you get Elvis Duran in the Morning Show tattooed on you somewhere because you've been with it so long?
Kiss of death. Kiss of death.
No?
No. Okay.
If you're worried about getting a tattoo and getting fired, there's bigger issues. Like, you're not getting fired because you got a tattoo. Like, if you believe in that, that's on you. I mean, there's no way you're getting fired if you get a tattoo.
Then
Come
you get
to Remy.
It. Get it and see what happens.
Do it, Garrett. Do it. Get it. Right.
I'm a cat. I have.
Garrett.
I'll do henna. I'll try with henna first. I'm not. I won't do it. Like.
What a
I'll
commitment.
Do like the long term henna.
The long term henna.
Is henna still a thing?
Yep.
Yeah, people do it.
Yeah, but now there's these long term hennas that they last like a year or two and then they fade, right? Ugh.
Yeah, there's a place in Brooklyn that just opened up that does like a long term henna thing.
I'm hoping Gandhi gets married.
No, God. No, yeah, that's never going to happen.
If Gandhi gets married, then she'll have the week-long celebration, and then that will be part of it. And then I'll get to go and get all henna on my hands. It'll be so beautiful.
I thought you were getting a tattoo if Gandhi got married. That's yeah. what I thought you were saying.
Yeah. Maybe if I ever decide to get married, which I'm not going to, I'll have a party just for you guys. I think I'm going to have the party anyway because so many of my friends are like, but I don't get to go to an Indian wedding. Why?
Yeah.
So I'll just have a big party. Just
why do all your friends sound like Miley Cyrus?
They all, I don't know. It's weird. Everyone in my head that says anything I don't like sounds like that. It doesn't matter who you are.
You get stuck, though, Gandhi, because if you decide to just do a party for all of your friends, people are going to expect some sort of ceremony, right? So it essentially kind of
you guys are getting a party. That's enough. This isn't for me. This is
no,
for you.
Greedy people.
I'm good with that.
An Indian wedding-themed party. I'm going to expect a little kind of like you and Brandon or whoever. Right. I don't even want to say that, jinx anything. You know, I'm going to expect you and the person you're with to do something. Doesn't
like
a
dance? You have
that?
Those things that clack. You have those,
do a
what
dance?
Are those things called?
What those things that clack?
You know. Clack.
No, what are those things? The castanets?
Castanets.
Yeah, maybe
yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Those aren't Indian.
Well, are you, no. Well, on, you so like you a... think you can dance. Hold on. On So You Think You Can Dance, they always had something that they
oh, you're wear. Talking about the little like hand symbol things. Those aren't really castanets. Yeah. I get what you're talking about.
Yes.
Oh, we'll do a dance for you
when they
with
do
that.
The belly dancing.
Thank you.
There's no belly dancing at this wedding?
In Epcot, when we go and eat in the Marrakesh restaurant, they always have the ladies with the, and they have the...
Yes.
Right. For you guys, I will do that. Yes.
I
love it.
You have tikka masala? Because I have to have tikka masala.
Oh, good.
Then I'm there. That's okay. Good. I'm in.
Party. We've got a party set up. We're going to do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I just
want to
see Gandhi on the phone when she books elephants. Because you know, whatever she does, there's going to be elephants
involved. Oh, you could. What if you could come in on an elephant?
A lot of people do that. I don't want to do that because I don't think they treat the elephants all that well. So I
want
to
do that and they just couldn't get permits or something?
Oh, he did?
He wanted to do that?
Elvis wanted to do something with
he
animals.
He wanted some kind of animals. I think it was a shot donkey.
Oh, no, he wanted the shot donkey.
Shot donkey.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
he wanted his guest
wedding,
to shoot a donkey.
For my wedding, we tried to hire live gorilla, like monkeys. So we wanted to have live monkeys come in dressed as the bride and groom in the beginning of the wedding.
Didn't you?
Like chimpanzees? No. So we couldn't get permits. Apparently, you got to get a permit, and it's expensive to get the permits to get the chimpanzees. So instead, we had two people dress up in costume as a bride and groom monkeys, and they came in as us.
Oh, nice.
Before we came in, they came in.
Like, who sat around and said, somebody's going to want monkeys to walk in a wedding. Let's make them get a permit. I mean, who thought that was going to be a thing?
Wait, the best part of it was that the costume company that we hired thought, you know what's going to be a great idea? We're going to add this. We're going to have the monkey throw bananas at all your guests. And so Sheldon's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say no to that part. Let's not have anybody throw anything.
Danielle, did you go to your venue and say, hey, I had this idea. I want to get some monkeys for my wedding. Or did you have to find out about the
We called around to some places.
Danielle, were the people that were in the monkey costumes
the
same people that were in your Frank Sinatra costume?
Possibly.
Okay.
I don't know if we hired it from the same company or not.
And then who did you have? Frank Sinatra and somebody else?
And then I had Sheldon's friends all in drag.
Oh, yeah.
It was a party, my wedding.
Okay.
That sounds like a good time.
We had so much fun.
Let me ask you, who has all of these animals for hire? Like, if you wanted a shot donkey or monkeys or where do you get animals for your wedding or event?
Scary,
like,
didn't you used to have monkeys?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Monkeys.
No. Well, you actually, they took out an ad in the classifieds. It's how old this story is. It was Greg T. who did that. He actually said that I was selling monkeys. Apparently, you can go online into wherever, maybe Craigslist, one of these other ones, and you could type in monkeys or whatever animal you want, and people have them for sale. Now, I don't know how legal that is.
They have the petting zoos. Mm-hmm. They have the petting zoos that they bring to the street fairs and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there are companies. Yeah. But how
my best friend got married at the Columbus Zoo. So when I say zoo, she got married at the zoo. The zoo didn't bring animals to her wedding. Okay. But because she was at the zoo, we got to feed giraffes. And then they did bring out a baby kangaroo, an otter, like all kinds of stuff. And they were so freaking cute. I know. And she built in 15 minutes extra anytime they had to be somewhere so that they could come find me because she knew I was going to be playing with the animals. That's why she's my best friend.
Scotty, I have that phone number for the monkeys. It's 201-714-
Whoa.
How many people called you over the,
so
with
I don't,
the monkey
I
number?
I think you have to reset what happened. I've never had monkeys, but Greg Tease took out an ad in the paper
one of
said,
your girlfriends was close.
Called his phone number because they're giving away free capuchin monkeys. And I didn't, all of a sudden I just woke up that morning to just a barrage of phone calls saying, I'm calling about the free monkeys. I'm like, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. I don't have any monkeys.
That's actually pretty funny.
Later on, it was on Monday morning that they revealed to me that they put my number associated with these monkeys. But the larger fascination of this whole point, is that I could not believe how many people are in the market for monkeys because right. I'm like,
maybe they were getting married.
No, they wanted to adopt
them.
That's
a joke.
They wanted to keep
Danielle callback.
You know, a lot of people do that. They'll place fake ads. Like the guys that are helping us redo our house right now. Someone posted an ad about one of his motorcycles that he was giving it away. And he got hundreds of calls. I mean, you could post anything.
But that's
with
motorcycles. Who is in the market to buy monkeys? Well,
okay, Ross? If I would have seen that a long time ago, 100% would have called you like 30 times.
Yeah.
Really? Like, do you have the monkeys yet?
But do you think that you would be able to care for it and actually?
No, I know I wouldn't have. But younger me wouldn't have known that. And I would have tried to get one, which is why everybody gets them and then abandons them like Justin Bieber did.
I got to rat Nate out real quick. I'm sorry.
I know what he did.
Nate just messaged us in our Slack room. He says, Frog, how much time's left? When you're asking with 4 minutes to go how much time's left, that means Nate's bored.
No, because Wax is here with lemonade.
Oh,
Wax, bring him in.
He's going
to because way, I want someone to send it to me. Yeah.
Two people texted, that's why Elvis is out today. He drank the lemonade.
Oh.
No.
Wax.
Listen, it wasn't because it's boring. I'm just tired. I've been up since listen.
Whatever.
I honestly haven't heard the last 5 minutes because I'm so tired. I Gandhi said something about monkeys.
We're talking about monkeys.
Phone number went out on the air. I think, and we're not even on the air. This is a podcast, so I'm just tired. That's why I asked.
Great,
we can put it to bed if you want.
Hey guys,
give him a break.
No, he does
keep
a morning
going.
Show.
I just see.
Can we just have Wax come in and give us this lemon? Like,
no,
give us a guarantee.
Fucking go into a coma.
Good.
I can't have that.
Show's over.
Have you had any more since that one night?
Hey, Wax. What's up, Wax?
Hey, Wax, I have a question. Can you hear
me?
How many of those did we sell for you?
Oh, my gosh. Listen,
give us a number.
Truthfully, probably like 1,600.
Whoa!
Listeners are the best. It's like,
yeah.
So I'm going to like end up giving an extra a whole amount to all of y'all again. I'm giving y'all everything. Like, what do y'all want? Tell me. Like,
I just want the lemon. I want those drops so that Scotty can send them to me.
Make sure Nate get one every morning.
Yeah, no, seriously.
You get one now, too. I'm giving all the gifts out, man.
Let me, okay, so.
I just really want to let y'all know that. But Elvis was telling me that a lot of people was having problems opening up. You know what I'm saying?
An infomercial now.
Going all over the floor. See, I don't want that. It's a little thing. You got to just put a pen in here, and I make sure I had the pens in there now. I also got the labels.
Wax.
I know Scary.
You should put a pen with it. Wax, you should put a pen with it. And when you buy it, you get a pen.
He said he did, I think.
He said it's in there.
And now the label is on the Who's Wax label.
There you go.
And, does it tell you how much you should take, Wax?
That's
because
the
I think
question.
That's
important. What
what's the dosage?
The dosage is like every time you sip it, it's like if you do smoke marijuana, it's like one puff each time. You know what I'm saying?
So are you supposed to drink the whole thing in one setting?
You can if you want to go to sleep like Nate.
How many milligrams in the entire
thing is probably about like 250 milligrams.
It's a lot of milligrams.
Notice he said probably about. That means it's not a science.
It's like 3,000.
I'm not the chemist. I'm Wax. Y'all know that. Y'all know what I do. Y'all need somebody wedgie, holler at me. I got y'all.
Wax.
Yes.
Do you think you could hire me as your first celebrity spokesperson?
Let's do it. Like, I was thinking about that, actually.
Celebrity.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to call Nate a celebrity?
Yeah.
You're going to let him get away with that, Wax?
He hosts the show one day. He's a celebrity.
What are you talking about? Everybody on here.
Dude, the proof is in the pudding. I will say,
He's got pudding?
It was rest. I have never felt as rested in my life.
Yes.
Until that phone rang with all of a sudden they're in the line. And then it was sheer panic.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I actually, out of 10 years of me being here, my first time ever being late was taking one of these two.
You got an endorsement.
This is a solid endorsement.
If you just got a job, do not have this.
Do not do it. Listen, I scary. Only on the weekends.
Only on weekends.
Only on the weekends. Only, and how y'all much does... Y'all, all y'all is definitely coming. Like I said, I really appreciate that. That was great. And if y'all have... I will definitely have the instructions on here. I will have a pen in here for y'all.
What's the shelf life on this stuff?
Put in the refrigerator. Just like a soda.
But write a note on it saying, this is the one not to use on my
son. So the kids don't go, hey, mommy, I had some lemonade today.
Yeah, exactly.
When you got roommates, you put it inside a jug, you put do not touch.
Yeah.
This is something you do. Because you don't wake up. Do not touch this.
Yeah, that's my only criticism. It looks like a kid's toy or something you would get out of the crushed ice in Disney World and just start drinking.
Yeah, listen, up on a high shelf. Or a lock.
There you go.
Duly noted.
Wax. Plus, that might be great.
Like it's liquor, though, because you don't want the kids to touch it. Put it inside the liquor shelf or whatever. Put it out your way. But cool it, though. Keep it cool. Just like soda.
Thank you, Wax.
Thank you, Wax.
Thank you, Wax.
Thanks, Wax.
I can't forget that gifts are coming, I promise.
How's the baby, Wax? How's the baby?
It's getting huge. 3 months, 16 pounds.
Aww.
We got another Wax on the way.
You do.
Big boy. Sounds like you need to take more of this stuff and do more sleeping.
You're burning the candle at both ends, Wax.
I bet I know how to get that kid to go to sleep.
A little drop, little drops. All right, appreciate y'all. Love.
See you, Wax.
Love you, Wax.
Love you, Wax.
Bye, Wax.
Special guest appearance.
I don't think
Wax.
We can do any better than that.
My favorite line of the day is, what's the dosage? Well, probably like, for like, I don't know.
We should go out on a high, don't you think?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, that's great. Well, that's your 15-minute morning show. Elvis is back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.